When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Prudy Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Add One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium, where tonight the Braves will wrap up their home dual meet season against the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. Mount Carmel in with a record of 8-14. The Braves stand at 7-5. Last year, the Braves beating Mount Carmel 56-23. Junior high action just completed, and the Braves winning that 56-13. Right now, we've got the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes out on the mat going through their warm-ups. Braves will have senior night tonight. They will get that underway here very shortly. We'll talk about those seniors a little bit here this evening as they move on to bigger and better things. Hopefully, they've got some unfinished business out on the Resolite before they compete in their spring sports and then graduate and go off and do whatever they're going to do. But great group of young men, and they will honor them here tonight. We'll get that going here pretty shortly. Now, this is not the last dual meet of the season. The Braves will compete this Saturday down at Line Mountain in the Line Mountain Duels, and that is a dual meet tournament that was snowed out back in the middle of January. I think it was right after the Christmas break, and they moved it to this weekend. And as I was looking down through some different teams, as you can imagine, not everybody's going to be able to make it back. Let me call up here, and I'll tell you who we can expect to see down there. I'm not sure who the Braves are going to wrestle. They don't have that. They may not know that till the day. But other teams in the tournament will be Blue Mountain, Camp Hill, Daniel Boone, Halifax, Jersey Shore, Line Mountain, Shikellamy, Tri-Valley, and Wyalusing. I believe that the Braves are guaranteed 6 matches. So they generally don't wrestle Line Mountain. Of course, they've already wrestled Line Mountain and Jersey Shore, so I don't know if they'll be in there. Originally, they were to wrestle Jersey Shore, but I don't know. So we'll have to just wait and see on Saturday. We will not be there on Saturday. I'm going to head on down there and take in all the action. Day long of wrestling at Line Mountain for the Shikellamy Braves, and then that will conclude their dual meet season. Next weekend, next Saturday, they will be up at Williamsport for the District 4-9 tournament. And not only will it be the boys, but the girls will be there as well in their first postseason action. The following week, the boys' regional tournament will be held down in Altoona like it has been since 2013. The week after that, when the boys are off, the girls will be up in Milton for the Northeast Regional Tournament for the girls. And then we'll wrap up the season down at the Giant Center in Hershey. Boys and girls all down there in the mat. Should be exciting. Huge learning curve for the PIAA to figure out how they're going to do all that. But some more exciting wrestling, postseason wrestling. And I'll tell you what, these kids are ready. Coach Bosch doesn't quite have them peaked. He doesn't want them to peak too early, but boy, they are in an upward climb as they get ready for that postseason. Well, Mount Carmel has cleared the mat. I believe they're going to do the seniors first because they're all hanging out here in the lobby. So as we await the start of that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com. the Odyssey app, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, or just sit there in the comfort of your living room with your feet propped up and a cool beverage in your hand and say, Alexa, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout-out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Would people describe you as trustworthy, committed, and organized? If so, you may be perfect for a career in accounting. And the perfect place to start your career is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. With associate and bachelor's degree programs, Lackawanna College can prepare you for a lifetime of success in a field where your skills are always in demand. Learn more about your future in accounting. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary. Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Back at the Lockup Gymnasium. And I'm one of those two. Senior night tonight. Nathan Lytle, the first senior for the Shikellamy Braves. Nathan has been a spot starter for the last 2 years. Here with his... with his parents, they're bringing the kids in to the lobby. They've got a real nice backdrop set up for him. Get some pictures of him. Come down and shake hands with the coaches. They'll have some gifts for the kids. Actually, I think they have the gifts for the moms. Mom's getting flowers.
One of his favorite wrestling-related memories is winning in the semifinals at regionals.
Alex Reed. Reedy just 10 matches away from winning number 100. So possibly after this weekend and some postseason action, we'll be adding another name to the banner behind me. Outstanding career. He's been a four-year starter for the Braves. Had a tough start as a freshman in 2021 during the COVID year when more duels were canceled than they wrestled, so he did not get a lot of matches in, or he probably would be well past 100 right away.
Our next senior is Isaac McGregor.
And speaking of 100 match winners, Isaac McGregor.
Isaac is the son of Angela and Patrick McGregor and his stepfather, Brian Gomber. Isaac has been wrestling for 13 years.
Isaac, who came from us down in Waynesburg, and actually his wins in that first year for Waynesburg, in those 100 wins. Of course, he got win number 100 against the Seals Grove Seals. You'll get his name put up on the banner a little bit later on. Coach is trying to move into my territory.
His favorite was my first time wrestling Seals Grove and how packed the gym got because I never...
It's always interesting to hear what these guys say. Some of them, well, I'm sure Preston Spahner really will entertain us.
My coaches for always pushing him. I would like to thank my dad for always supporting me.
I'm guessing they're going to save him for last.
We wrestled, and I'd like to thank my mom for always putting up with me when I was cutting weight. And making me healthy meals, and just always being there and supporting me, Senior Isaac McGregor.
Yeah, Isaac learned right. He thanked his mom.
Derek Brubaker is our next senior.
Next up will be Derek Brubaker.
And Grace Brubaker. And Derek has been wrestling for 2 years.
Derek is starter for the Braves, as he was off and on last year.
His favorite wrestling-related memory.
I get one of them too. Thanks.
Anytime my team won, or watching my teammates wrestle at stakes.
Derek anchoring the middle of the lineup for the Braves.
My parents were
they put him out there against some tough kids.
Matches,
always shows well.
Thank my teammates for all the awesome memories. Senior Derek Brubaker.
Had a lot of really nice plaques for the kids out in the lobby and had pens out there for the fans to sign.
Preston Spahnarelli.
All right, Preston Spahnarelli, you'll be the final senior.
Preston has been
and most likely to have the most entertaining things to say. Preston, a two-year starter for the Braves. One thing you never know what you're going to see with him either. Preston. So those are the seniors for Shikalemi.
At this point, I wasn't sure if Coach Bosch was going to start me that.
And indeed, Preston with some entertaining remarks.
And you're ready. So he went out and he got the pin.
All right. Well, we are close to getting ready here for the match between the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. I think they may have some preliminary matches, and we get caught up here as to what's going on here. Let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Back at the Lockup Gymnasium, senior night concluded. I've long said that senior night probably is much for the parents as it is for the actual seniors. Honestly, don't recall if I had a senior night, but boy, I remember the ones for my kids. Well, congratulations to all the seniors and their parents. Look forward to catching up with them in the future years. All right, so the walk-on music playing, the Braves waiting in the corner, and they're bouncing around. They'll be out here any second now. And there you have it. Braves coming out onto the mat for the final time this season here at the Lockup Gymnasium. Or what Coach Lockoff liked to refer to as their final debut. You figure it out. Braves wrestling the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. The Braves have warmed up in the mat room, so they are ready to go. The lineup. So as we prepare for the introductions, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallin' Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallin' Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicool, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
And we are back. We are going to start with some preliminary round action. Before we get into the varsity action right now, Nathan Lytle for the Braves, Ezekiel Toro for the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes, and Toro getting a takedown on Lytle, trying to put a half Nelson in. Lytle peels that off, works back to his base. Toro working right side, steps to the rear, laces a leg in on the right side. Lytle up on all fours and stands, and a potentially dangerous stop in the action by the referee, Ryan Goodspeed. They will restart. Lytle set, and the whistle stands. Toro, tight waist barrel, rolls him back to the mat. Bars in the left arm, trying to use that for some near fall points. Lytle rolls through to his stomach. And now Toro will come back the other way. He's got the reinforced bar on the left side. Going to pick up some near fall points. Lytle able to roll through. Toro stacks him back over and he pins him. 1 minute and 21 seconds of the first period. Ezekiel Toro of Mount Carmel with the fall over Shikellamy's Nathan Lytle. Now they have another extra match listed. I think they're going to do that later. We'll have to wait and see. So let's take a look at this evening's starting lineup. At 127 pounds, Evan Kisner, a junior, 11-9, ranked 6th regionally. Good match tonight for Evan as they prepare for the postseason. Sophomore Lucas Carpenter, who is 17-7. At 133 pounds, Isaac McGregor looking for 104. The senior is ranked 15th in the state. He'll wrestle Cody Fagard, a senior at 13-7. At 139, Derek Brubaker, one of the seniors honored here, 5-11 against 14-13 junior Brady Wolkoski. At 145 pounds, Max Irving for the Braves, a freshman at 1-12 against 4-8 sophomore Javier Velasquez. 152 for the Braves, A.J. Benedict, a junior at 4-10 against 14-11 junior Ben Miller for the Red Tornadoes. And at 160, Cole Wetzel. The Braves junior ranked 5th regionally, 15-8, will wrestle junior Dante Williams. He is 2-15. At 172 pounds for the Braves junior, Cole Wetzel, 22-2, ranked 5th in the state. He'll wrestle Elijah Sheila, a sophomore at 2-13. At 189 pounds, Christian Bosch, a sophomore for Shikellamy, 9-12. I believe he's going to get a forfeit, and indeed he will. They didn't have anybody weighed in there. That one, 215 pounds, Brody Raybuck for the Braves, sophomore. Brody Raybuck, 21-4, 16th in the state. He'll wrestle sophomore Yadil Alicia. Alicia is 1-16. The big guys, Preston Sponarelli, senior, 11-4, ranked 5th regionally, will wrestle Lamas Maddox, a senior, 7-2. He's a regional honorable mention. After that, the Braves with a pair of
forfeits. Jacob Hendricks at 107 with a forfeit. Max Hallman at 114 with a forfeit. And then Alex Reed will try and get career win number 91, the senior 20-4, ranked 16th in the state. 5-5 sophomore Thomas Brzozowski, his opponent. So that's kind of how I think we're going to go at it tonight here. Of course, that is always subject to change and at the will or whim of the coaches. Situations may dictate changes. We'll let you know. You'll be the first to know. Referee calls the captains out to the center of the mat for the coin flip. If you're not familiar with that procedure, they flip the coin, the visiting team calls it. If they win, they get to choose odd or even. They don't, the home team or the losing, or the team that the other team would call either odd or even. And what that means is that that is who you have to present first. So if you are an odd, you have to present your wrestler first in the first, third, five, seven matches, so on. The evens are opposite, and where that comes into play is if you are trying to juggle your lineup. I don't think you're going to see that tonight, but it was very important on Saturday night against the Seals Grove Seals. All righty, 127, Evan Kistner, Jr., 11-9 against 17-7 sophomore Lucas Carpenter. And Kistner already on the attack, moves in under hooks, trying to snap Carpenter down. Carpenter, nice duck under to a fireman's carry. Kistner collects his hips, whizzers back to his feet, posts the left leg and clears it. So not good that he left Carpenter hit that nice fireman's carry. Good that he fought it off. Now Kistner in, picks the left leg of Carpenter almost to the ceiling, dumps Carpenter to the mat. 2-point takedown for Kistner. Kistner riding from the left side, trying to get a bar in on the left side. Now he's got the 2-on-1. Pulls Carpenter through. Not enough time for any near fall points. Now steps out to the left side. Bundles a forearm, looking for a far side cradle. Carpenter to his knees. Kistner back to the rear as Carpenter stands, and they go off the edge of the mat. 2-0. Evan Kistner lead. Cromo came out tonight with their black warm-up t-shirts with, on the back it says, feel the pain, and pain is spelled P-A-Y-N-E, and that is to honor one of their fallen teammates from last year, Jimmy Payne. So a real nice tribute to their teammate. Carpenter tries to stand, Kistner breaks him back down. 25 seconds to go in the first period. Kistner with the cross face. Carpenter stands. Kistner trying to pick him up. Gets him up. Plants him hard. Stays in control. Works out to the right side. Going back to that cross face. Going to run out of time. Close to having it locked up. Looks up. That is the end of the first period. Kistner with that opening takedown leads 2-0. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Kistner on the bottom, he's set. Carpenter gonna jump the gun a little bit, gets caution for jumping. We'll try again, and they're back underway. Kistner right to his feet, working for hand control. Carpenter has a bar in on the left side. Kistner clears that, peeling at the hands around his waist. Trying to post the right arm, posts it, knifes through, turns, and a 1-point escape for Evan Kistner. Stay on the line. Carpenter, a nice reshot in on the left leg of Kisner. Kisner with some great hips, sprawls back, circles, breaks the grip of Carpenter, but drag circles to the rear. Two-point takedown, Evan Kisner. A one and a two gives Kisner a 5-0 lead. Goes to work on the from the left side. He's got the tight waist, trying to bundle that left arm underneath there. He's got it. Let's see how he traps it. Looking on a reinforced bar, can't get the bar. He tries to get a bar on the right side, loses that, goes back to the tight waist. Kisner from behind, breaks Carpenter flat, now goes to the left side, bundles the right arm, cross faces. He wants that far side cradle. He wants it bad. He's got 35 seconds to get it. He's got the hands lock. Steps out to the right side. Sits back, and now he's got near fall points coming. Adjusted a little bit as Carpenter on his back tightens it up. Carpenter breaks the grip. 3-point near fall as he comes to his knees. 8-0 lead for Kisner. Carpenter stands, going to try a Granby roll. Kisner follows, and that is the end of the second period. Nice period for Kisner. He leads 8-0. Third period wrestling. They will start on their feet. That is Carpenter's choice. And we're underway. Kisner again on the attack. Carpenter the underhook. Kisner ties up on the head. Heavy on the head. Wants to snap Carpenter down. Now comes up under the arm. Carpenter tries a lateral drop. Just about got it. Kisner fought him off and then comes around to the front. And Carpenter with a takedown. They stand and go off the edge of the mat. So 8-2 lead for Kisner. It's Carpenter kid. Pretty decent, Evan Kisner, with obviously a lot more experience than his Mount Carmel opponent. That'll happen when you wrestle the schedule the Braves wrestle. Kisner up on all fours. Merkel attempt by Carpenter. Kisner turns back the opposite way. He's going to get two and more as he puts Carpenter over onto his back. He's got Carpenter in trouble, and he pins him. 4 minutes and 54 seconds of the third period. Evan Kisner puts the Braves out on top early, 6-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Haley, why are you trying to scare me?
Sorry, Kyle. I wasn't trying to scare you. I'm just really excited about the new Penn's Tavern Bloody Mary Bar.
Bloody Mary Bar? Well, that sounds incredible. What does it involve?
Well, the first Sunday of every month, we're going to let our Penn's friends choose their choice of liquor. Then they get to add their own toppings of over 12 different ingredients, featuring the Raging Cajun Bloody Mary mix, starting at only $10.
Well, that certainly sounds like a bloody good deal.
Penn's friends, come pay me and Kyle a visit and try out our new Bloody Mary Bar.
Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
Alrighty. Alrighty, they're really messing me up here. So Javier Vasquez, who I thought was going to wrestle at 145, is going to wrestle Derek Brubaker at 139. So we'll move him up there. Well, what else happened? Isaac McGregor with a forfeit. Cody Fagard apparently didn't want to go up against McGregor. Would have been some good preparation for the postseason for him. So a 12-0 lead for the Braves. Vasquez, sophomore at 4-8. Brubaker, a senior at 5-11 to the Braves. And Velasquez, comes out and gets a takedown. So he leads early on here, 2-0. Brubaker trying to press back to his base. Velasquez 2-on-1 on the right arm. Brubaker posts that back to his knees. Turns Velasquez tight waist. bundles the far arm. That's the left arm. Trying to walk it perpendicular, he's got to walk it towards the head. Griebaker reaches back, takes the leg of Velasquez. Velasquez peels it off, puts on a half Nelson, puts Brubaker on his side, steps over. Brubaker rolls through, no near fall points. Good heads up wrestling by Derek to avoid those near fall points. Now bar arm left, far wrist right, loses the bar. Brubaker takes the leg, steps up, and two-point reversal for Derek Brubaker with just 17 seconds to go. That ties it at two. That's what you want to see. Score late in the period, finish on top. Breaks Velasquez down. Trying to bar in the left arm now, half Nelson right. And a good end of the second period for Derek Brubaker, tied 2-2. All right, so who does that mean they're going to wrestle at 145? Hopefully they're not going to give us another forfeit here. Maybe Wolkowski? I don't know. Got to think if they're going to wrestle somebody, it's going to be him. I don't think they have anybody else to put in there. All righty, we'll start the second period. Referee's down. Brubaker on the bottom. And again with a half Nelson. Velasquez trying to turn Derek over. Derek gets big, trying to press to his base. Does. Velasquez with a tight waist. Working left side. Arm pride. Pulls that back into a bar arm. We're trying to get the bar arm with it. Time winding down to a minute to go in the second period. Tied it two apiece. Brubaker needs to score some points there. This is your scoring position. He presses back to his knees. Velasquez working hard for that half Nelson. Brubaker keeps pulling it off, but now Velasquez has him over onto his back. Overextended. Brubaker with a high bridge. Trying to squirt out from underneath Velasquez. Oh, Brubaker high bridges over, and he's got Velasquez on his back. He's got the reverse Nelson. Velasquez fighting for his life. Referee down looking, and he pins him. Wow, what a come from behind for Derek Brubaker. Winner by fall in 3 minutes and 38 seconds over a wrestler looked like was going to dominate him. Brubaker with a win. That'll make the score 18-0 in favor of the Braves. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Now I'm really confused. 145 pounds. I know it's Max Irving for the Braves. Freshman at 1-12. They just said Javier Velasquez, who they announced the last time. Let's see what I can find out.
Who is this for you guys? Is it Velasquez?
Okay. So that means the previous wrestler had to be Brady Wolkowski. So we'll switch this around again. Wolkowski actually wrestled at 139 and got pinned. And this is Velasquez. Sophomore at 4-8. So I wasn't too far off. And he's got the takedown on Maximus. riding tough from the right side. Two nothing lead with 25 seconds to go. Got the takedown, hasn't been able to do anything with Irving underneath, cross facing. Irving from his knees. Irving, stands, turns in, and immediately puts on an illegal headlock. Yeah, no doubt about that. Nothing but head. 2-0. Rinaldo make it 3-0 with the penalty point. And we'll restart with 4.7 seconds. Irving to his feet. Velasquez tight waist breaks him back down. And 3-0 the lead for Javier Velasquez. Well, I thought Velasquez wrestled in the last match, and in the last match, I thought he got the initial takedown and was tied, and then he got pinned, so maybe Max can duplicate that effort here. Velasquez down heavy on the head, dumps Irving to the mat, trying to butt drag him as he circles to his right. Irving reaches in, grabs a leg. He steps up with it. Sits Velasquez to the mat, cuts the corner. Pops his head, and he's got Velasquez on his back, puts in the half Nelson. He's got Velasquez in trouble, referee down counting. Velasquez bridges. Irving applies the pressure. Right shoulder just barely up. Referee shakes his head, no, not yet. Irving flops him back over, and he pins him. I don't care where you go, you're going to get pinned by a Shikalimi Brave, Mr. Velasquez. 2 minutes and 51 seconds of the second period. Max Irving with the fall. 24-0, Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikalimi Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
152 pounds, a pair of juniors, A.J. Benedict for the Braves, Benny Miller for the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. 4-10 is Benedict's record, 14-11 is Miller's record. They haven't meant anything so far. Miller with a Russian on the right arm trying to drag Benedict down. Front head and arm by Benedict. Circles. Yeah, and they go off the edge of the mat. Well, bunch of old friends in the gym here tonight. For years after he graduated from Shikalimi, Bucky McCollum coaching over at Mount Carmel, still working with their elementary program. Bucky in attendance tonight. Good to catch up with Bucky. And he brought along big brother Ben. Ben, Shikalimi's first state champ way back in 1974. I don't want to point out to him that was 50 years ago. Ben here to, his nephew is on the Mount Carmel team, is not wrestling tonight, but good to see Benny here. And then, of course, Wade Fatul, who just happens to be Coach Tim Bosch's father-in-law, always in attendance, and I've caught up enough with him. It was just neat to get a picture with he and Bucky. So we weren't too far from the gym where we wrestled quite a bit. Of course, now just a physical education room where the Braves Junior High works out, just behind the gym here. Good to see those guys. Bucky's son is the head coach here at Mount Carmel. Not here at, but the head coach of Mount Carmel. And talking with both of them, they're both very high in the prospects they have coming up. They had a pretty good junior high team. They got good numbers. Lucky bringing these young kids along. Both of them very excited for the future for Mount Carmel Wrestling. Of course, they will be heading off to their sectional tournament. I believe they have a dual meet here next Thursday. Let me check here real quick. Let's see what they got left. They do. They wrestle Friday. They wrestle Schuylkill Haven on Friday, and then they go into the Southern section over at Southern Columbia. And that'll be the same weekend as the Braves district tournament up in Williamsport, so that's 2 weeks away. Season winding down, hard to believe. We just got started here. Got here tonight at my normal time to watch the junior high, and it was actually sunny. It's great to see. You didn't have to park in the dark. All right. Brubaker gets attended to at the side of the mat. He's going to be okay to continue, so we are back underway. 2-0 lead for Ben Miller as we restart from the referee's down position. Benedict on the bottom. Benedict up on all fours. Miller switches from right to left. Tight wasting. Benedict now in a three-point stance, keeping that far arm away from Ben Miller. Turns quickly, clears his hips. Miller trying to follow. Benedict steps over underneath. Miller clears that leg. Oh, circles behind, stays in control of A.J. Benedict. So it'll be a 2-0 Ben Miller lead after a period of wrestling. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Benedict on the bottom. He's set. Miller on top. We're back underway. Miller with the tight waist. Pressuring in from behind, trying to get a leg in on the left side. Oh, Benedict felt it, blocked it. Miller steps to the right side. Riding the wrist of A.J. Benedict, keeping his weight forward, which is why Benedict has not been able to get any space between the hips of he and his opponent. Miller picks an ankle. Gives that up. Benedict back to his base. Miller left side. Benedict's hips are free. Needs to sit out. He's going to try and stand. Goes up on all fours. Miller, leg in on the right side, takes the left leg, looking for the spread eagle. Spread eagle, spladle, lots of names for that. Drops his hips to the mat, and Benedict reaches in, takes a leg, tries to pull him over top. He's got Miller high, he's got that leg. Miller trying to get back into a better position. Benedict rolls through, and two-point reversal for A.J. Benedict. But he gets high, and Miller tries to roll him through, turns in. Crossface, hard crossface by Benedict. To stay in control, laces the near leg. Hanging on. Miller turns in underneath. Benedict steps over. And he's got Miller on his back. Steps over, and that is the end of the second period. A two-point near fall and a 4-2 lead for A.J. Benedict. So it looks like the Braves have been working on switching hips and some scrambling this week, because we've seen a couple of them do basically that same series. It's been working for them. Talk to Coach Tim Bosch after the match. We'll ask him. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Benedict of Shikalimi on top. He goes to work with a tight waist, one-on-one on the right arm. Breaks Miller to his side. Cross faces. Steps to the left side. Steps back to the right side. Trying to break Miller off of his base. Miller turns. Benedict whizzes. And Miller steps across. He'll get the reversal. Yeah. Don't step over on that whizzer. That's what he did. Got reversed. And we are tied at four with a minute 20 to go in the bout. I have a sneaking suspicion that A.J. Benedict is not done yet. Miller trying for wrist control on the left side. Had it, loses it. Now wants a firearm. Can't get it. Going back to the left arm, riding from the left side. Benedict, some great hand fighting underneath. Hand fighting or hand avoidance as he moves the arm away. And we get a stalemate stop in the action. 53 seconds to go in the bout. 4-4 tie. A.J. Benedict, Ben Miller. Restart referee's down position. Benedict on the bottom. Miller. Yeah, Benedict stands, turns in. Miller picks him up, steps through, trips him back down. Turks the leg on the way down. He's got that left leg turked. Benedict trying to press to his base. You're going to want to mule kick that leg free. Benedict has a pretty tight. Now Benedict gets hip over on him. Miller trying to crossface cradle. Benedict on his head. Pops the arms free. Sneaking out the back. Pulls down on the arm of Benedict. He's got the baseball bat trying to clear the legs. And steps over, runs out of time. We're going to overtime. 4-4 after three periods. So, back in the center. First 1 minute overtime period. The wrestlers lock up. Benedict, head, front head and arm, snaps Miller to the mat. Miller back to his feet. Miller pops a head free. Benedict shoves him by, and 2-point takedown for A.J. Benedict. A big come from behind win for the Brave Junior. 6-4, the final score. 27-0, the Braves on top of the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes, and we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and WKOK.com.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
All righty. Isaac, all right, we'll look that up. Cole Wetzel for the Braves. Isaac, somebody for Mount Carmel. Let's see if we can figure out who it might be. However, Isaac is on his back. Cole with a nice reverse Nelson. How about Elijah Jackson? Cole took less time to pin him than it did for me to figure out who it was. Elijah Jackson, 30-second fall for Cole Wetzel. 33-0, Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
And we are back, 172. Connor Wetzel for the Braves, junior, 23-2, fifth ranked in the state. Dante Williams for the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. And let's see what we can find out about Mr. Williams. Well, I can tell he's behind 2-0 or 4-0 already. Here we go. He's a junior. He's 2-15. Now Wetzel, bar arm left. Working hard with that bar. Flattens Williams out on the mat. Cross facing viciously is Connor Wetzel. Picks up the inside leg, turks it. I'm going to grab two quick near fall points before Williams back to his base. Wetzel tight waist, bar arm left, steps to the right side, steps back to the rear, steps back to the left side with the bar. Runs the bar, puts Williams over onto his back. Steps over. Referee down looking and pins him. 1 minute and 32 seconds. So we've seen the Wetzel brothers wrestle a little over 2 minutes here. Braves leading 39-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back, 215 pounds, Brody Raybuck for the Braves, sophomore 21-4, ranked 16th in the state. Yadel Alicia, sophomore for Mount Carmel, he is 1-16. Oh, nice ankle pick by Brody. And he's going to let Alicia up. A 2-1 lead for Raybuck. Raybuck sweeps outside, head inside single, picks up on the leg, 2-point takedown. Going to let Alicia up again. Snaps down heavy on the head, front head and arm, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown. 2-point takedown, pushes Alicia away. Alicia did not realize the escape, so it was not awarded. 6-2, and now with a bar arm, puts Alicia over on his back and pins him in 55 seconds of the first period. So after the forfeit at 189 to Christian Bosch, the fall at 215, 51-0, the Braves lead. We're heading to the big guys right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Alrighty, to say I'm a little upset is an understatement. If you put a kid in the bus and you weigh him in, let him wrestle. Now Carmel forfeiting to Preston Sponarelli. He wanted to wrestle in his final match here in the Lockoff Gymnasium. They instead forfeit to Presto Magic. So let's see here. Let's get caught up. 51-6, that is what? We'll give him 57. Here's a forfeit at 107 pounds. 57 and another 6 is, 63. Max Hallman going to receive a forfeit. So 63 and 6 is 69. 69 for the good guys, 0 for Mount Carmel. So we've got 121, Alex Reed, the senior, 20-4, state ranked 16, 5-5 sophomore, Thomas Berzovsky. And we are underway. Reed with a real quick takedown. 10 seconds in, then loses his headgear. So Reed with a 2-0 lead. We'll get restarted. Reed, tight waist. Breaks Brzozowski down. Crossface. Locks in the far side crossface. Locks Brzozowski up. Puts him on his back. Referee down looking. Brzozowski breaks the cradle. Reed keeps that bottom leg. Goes to a half Nelson. From one to the other. Brzozowski to his knees. 2-point near fall for Reed as they go off the edge of the mat. 4-0 for Alex Reed. Reed tight waist breaks Brzozowski down. Bars in the left arm. Gathers a far wrist. That's to the side with the bar. Runs Brzozowski over onto his back. Yeah, a little bit too far. Brzozowski going to roll through. Steps up into a double. Picks Brzozowski up. Plants him back to the mat. Puts a half Nelson on the way down. He's got him on his back again. The referee should have given the 2-point near fall, but instead is still holding it. Reed is going from one move to another so quickly, he's not collecting his near fall points, but he's got Brzozowski in a world of hurt. He's got a tight half Nelson on him, driving across the shoulders of Brzozowski. Plenty of time, 35 seconds. Tightens up that double trouble. Brzozowski bridges. And he pins him. 1 minute and 34 seconds of the first period. Alex Reed with the fall. And the Braves will get a shutout. That's their first in a couple of years. 75-0. They send the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes packing. Unfortunately, Mount Carmel choosing to not wrestle some of the Braves studs. But a 75-0 win for the Braves. I'll have to ask Coach Bush. I think that's his first shutout. So, we'll see if we get a hold of him. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll do more right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fall and Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fall and Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fall and Grill offers local delivery too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicool, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com. To see for yourself.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
This is Kyle.
And this is Haley.
Your two favorite bartenders at Penn's Tavern.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, Penn's Tavern is the perfect place to spend an evening with the person you love.
Haley, are we doing anything special for Valentine's Day?
We sure are. We're going to have a ton of different specials running from Valentine's Day until Saturday, February 17th, including a love martini, fresh mussels, stuffed flounder, and an 8-ounce filet Oscar.
Great drinks, delicious food, and quality time with my significant other? That sounds like a perfect evening. I can't wait.
Come on down to Penn's Tavern. Celebrate Valentine's Day with us. A piece of heaven on Route 147.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium one final time this season here at the Locky. Senior night tonight. We got Chicklemy coach Kim Bosch. Saw some things I liked, saw some things I didn't like. I'm going to talk about the things I didn't like first.
Okay.
I didn't like putting a kid on the bus, driving him over a couple of mountains from Mount Carmel, making him strip down to his underwear in front of all of his buddies, weighing him in, and then not letting him wrestle. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the thought process was there. We, you know, obviously we had our senior night tonight, so we had some wrestling that we definitely wanted to see, some premier wrestlers we definitely wanted to put on the mat, and we're ready to wrestle. And, yeah, when you have guys step on the scale in those weight classes, boy, you hope they take the mat, but for whatever reason they didn't tonight, you know.
That kind of upsets mom and dad.
Yeah, it's frustrating to everybody. My guys were ready to get out there and show their stuff in front of the hometown crowd, as they always are.
Yep.
But especially on senior night, last home match of the season, you like to kind of put an exclamation point on it, but didn't get the opportunity tonight.
Yeah, well, not all of them. Some of them, but some of them didn't. So we started off at 127. My most improved wrestler so far this year, Mr. Kisner. And he had a quality opponent. The kid had a decent record. Started off slow, really took command in the second period, and then ended up with a full. He's just gotten so much better in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. The environment in the room has been very positive. The guys, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, we're coming off a little bit of a loss to a rival. We'll light a fire under some people. The kids that want to improve and take it to the next level certainly have sharpened their mindset in the room. I've seen a change yesterday in the training area. We went pretty hard.
Yeah.
Some really good stuff shown. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to happen this postseason. Like you said, Evan's shown great improvement.
Yeah.
Just a couple little things we're working on. Got that sucker or the dump from leaving his elbow in, but that's something we're aware of, we're working on. So correction there, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in postseason.
133 pounds, 101 wins. It was as easy as 104 wins for Isaac McGregor getting a forfeit, but, man, what a great career that kid's had.
Yeah, he's, again, he's one of the guys that has a high expectations of himself moving into the postseason. Wanted to show off some skills, wanted to show off a season's worth of hard work. Didn't get the opportunity tonight, but we're going to see a lot more out of him the rest of the season for sure.
All right, 139 pounds, Derek Brubaker, and I think it was Brady Wolkowski. They jumbled the lineup around so
much.
I believe it was Brady Wolkowski. Wolkowski takes him down. Brubaker gets a reversal. I want to ask you,
What you been working in the room this week? You work, and you don't have to tell me if you don't want anybody to know, but it looked to me like you've been working some different scrambles, some switching hips.
Yeah.
I saw some things tonight from some of the guys that I've not really seen before, and I saw it from a couple guys, so I know you're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on the scrambles. I've been preaching it to them all season, but it seems like it's starting to click now. One more move. Always have one more move in your repertoire when those scrambles. And that's the key to winning a scramble. Whichever guy gives up first, whichever guy has one more move in his scramble repertoire will end up on top. And just being aware when you're coming out of those scrambles, looking for opportunity to jump on heads, jump on halves, look to put the guy in danger or put him away coming out of that scramble. So we saw some of that tonight. I was very happy to not only see that, but Derek's been fighting hard.
Yeah.
He's been on his back more than I care to see him, but he's always battling. He's battling out of there. He's getting belly down, and he's working hard to stay in the fight.
Yep. That was a second period fall for him. And then Max Irving against Javier Velasquez, I think. Again, I wasn't sure. Kind of the same scenario where it looked like Velasquez was going to come down out and dominate him. Had a 3-0 lead going into the second period. And the thing I was improved with Max is that he's doing some chain wrestling. I saw him put together a couple of moves. If you can convince a high school kid that you put three moves together, you're going to score.
Yeah.
You would think they would do that, but they don't.
Well, he had to weather a bit of an early storm out there. That kid came out a ball of fire, was really pushing the pace. My main thing with Max and what I've been telling him the past few days is I needed him just to focus on staying in good position. Don't give up the early pin. Rely on your conditioning, because he's looking around at a room full of guys, and he's part of that team, and they all work hard. He's got a motor and a gas tank. So I think he checked in a little bit today. He survived that early storm and then was able to take advantage of the kid losing steam, and then caught him after a couple of scrambles. And again, he battled hard.
Yeah. You know, one thing about Max is he kind of looks like a wild man, and that is a wild man.
Yes.
And I think that is going to serve him very well once he figures out those wild man moves.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be able to stop him.
No, I had to tell him to calm down at one point. Told him to take two deep breaths and calm down a little bit. He listened.
Sometimes you got to slow down to go faster. That takes us to, A.J. Benedict. Against Ben Miller. And again, this match, these two guys, you know, on paper, pretty close. You've got to give Miller the maybe the nod there, a little bit of an advantage. Gave up that early takedown.
Mm-hmm.
We started to get away from that. We did a little bit tonight here. But AJ, again, just with that scrambling, and he's putting together multiple moves.
Yeah. Yeah, he had this mysterious, some kind of thigh injury off that initial exchange. And he wasn't really vocal about what was going on, so the training staff was a little confused, but he got him to his feet. He seemed to be moving okay, and he agreed that he was good to continue the match. So
he admitted if he wasn't.
I know, he's a tough kid. So he got back into it, and that one went into overtime. So, that was a close match on paper, like you said. We weren't sure how it was going to go, but AJ gritted it out and got the W for us.
Yeah, looked good. Maybe his best match of the season there. After that, I think the Mount Carmel bus driver went out and got the thing warmed up.
Something happened.
We didn't wrestle too much after that. Cole Wetzel came out, and I'm guessing, I think it was Elijah Jackson, did what we expect him to do.
Yep.
That first period fall quickly.
Yeah, he got to that snatch single, and then I think he ended up in a bear hug situation, took him down. So it was he was imposing his will out there, and I'd like to see that from Cole.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of imposing his will, his brother, you know, I never asked, which one is the older one?
I don't know if I know the answer to that.
I'm going to have to find out who's older, if it's Cole.
For some reason, I think Connor, but that's me not knowing anything about anything.
Well, he messed around. You must have told him, Connor, this is your workout tonight, because he had two or three takedowns and near fall points before he ended up putting the clamps on Williams.
Yeah, I just enjoy watching Connor wrestle. You don't hear me yelling a whole lot from the sideline. I just let him go out and go to work.
You're a fan.
Yeah, what I watch him do in the wrestling room, he's impressive everywhere. So I'm excited to see that he got out there, got a little bit of work tonight, and got the pin finish.
189, you either put your kid up against the best kid in the team or you don't get him a match. Tonight they didn't have anybody. Earlier in the season, I thought he was going to have a match. They had some kids there, but I guess they didn't even bring him.
Yeah, they had a kid on the weigh-in sheet, but they scratched him. I don't know if injury or what. It's that time of year where it's getting long in the season and there's injuries and sickness going around, but he's always ready to wrestle.
Well, didn't get to do it tonight, so this week I know probably have lots of opportunities. Yeah. 215, Brody Raybuck against Yadiel Alicia, and Raybuck, another quick first period fall.
Yep, he was out there working some takedowns, which I'm not always a fan of. Let him up, take him down. I don't know if his dad told him to get 3 takedowns or what the message was.
You never made Coach lock up.
Some coaches are big on that. Me, not so much. We do our training in the mat room. But no, he went out, looked good, running through his blast doubles like he likes to do. He even hit an ankle pick tonight.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
A nice clean one.
I saw he tried it the other night. Didn't work out so well for him. He had the head position was wrong, but he had the guy crunched underneath him tonight.
Yeah, I think he had him kissing his toe.
Yeah.
He was down over so far there. 215. We move to 285. Boy, Preston, I tell you what, he had the lost dog look on his face when he realized he was going to get forfeited. He really wanted to wrestle.
And that kid was a monster that they weighed in. He was 275 or 277. He was a really big kid. And Preston can sometimes get nervous about wrestling those larger opponents. But tonight he was dialed in. He was locked in. He had a perfect plan. Wasn't going to go underneath him. I was really bummed out that he didn't get to show his stuff because he was fired up at the back of the tunnel.
Oh, you could tell. That drops us down to 107. Jacob Hendricks, I'll tell you what, that kid has had a real good 2 weeks for you.
Yeah.
Didn't get to wrestle tonight. Max, we're gonna call him Front Headlock Holman.
I like it.
Again, a real good couple of weeks for you. He didn't get to wrestle. We didn't get to see that front headlock. And you finish up with one of your seniors trying to get this guy with 100 wins. I think this gives him number 91. Alex Reed, he comes out wasting the time, gets your first period.
No, he's looking super sharp. I'm excited going into the postseason with Alex. He's peaking right at the right time. Got an opportunity to have that finale performance in front of the hometown crowd, so I'm just happy for where he's at and super excited to see where he's going to end up this year.
Yeah, it's to the point where I'm hoping that they don't get these quick falls because I want to see him wrestle a little bit. I mean, I don't know that I've seen Alex wrestle since, maybe, who knows?
Sometime in December, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a long time. We just don't get to see him. He doesn't waste any time to get out there.
No.
So 75-0, I think that's your first shutout.
First shutout as a coach, yeah. We've been close a couple times, but I've got some hammers on this team, and they're hungry for pins. That's what I like to see. I've always been a bonus point wrestler. I've always looked to get guys off the mat as quick as I can, partly because I always doubted my conditioning and wanted to get it over with. But these boys don't seem to have that problem. They get out there and they get after it, and I'm just excited that they're having fun.
All righty, so Saturday we're heading down the Line Mountain. We got snowed out here about a month ago. Looks like there's a couple of different teams. I look to see. I'm not sure what the schedule is as to who you're wrestling, but I guess you're getting, 6 matches?
Yeah, we're shooting for 6 on the day, so it'll be a full day of wrestling. And I think I do know Daniel Boone's there. Christian's got the state champ again. So, like you said, he gets state rank guys or forfeits. So it'll be a good test for him, see what he thinks of that.
I like what that means for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
The forfeits don't do a thing for you other than blow your record.
Yeah.
Those losses are more important than any forfeit win.
For sure.
So. All righty, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for stopping by here again tonight, and congratulations on your first shutout.
Thank you very much.
It's
a pleasure.
Wetzel's old.
I'm gonna get on that. I think I can find out right now.
All right.
Have a good night.
Hey, thank you. Chick Lemmy coach Jim Bosch talking about the Braves' shutout tonight over the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. And this is going to be our last broadcast of the season, or at least the way I understand it. We will not be doing any of the postseason, so I would like to take this opportunity to especially thank all of the great sponsors that made this season possible. Sunbury Motors, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Purdy Insurance, Penn's Tavern,
Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Wise Markets, Lackawanna College, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Three Fallen Grill, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, and Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, and Reed Relations. Thank you, one and all. Next time you need any one of their goods or services, don't go to the internet. Don't go to the big box stores. Don't go to the chain restaurants. We got plenty of good people here in the Valley. You can help them out. So, from the Lockup Gymnasium, where again the final score, Shikellamy 75, Mount Carmel 0 for Caleb Long. Pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill Studios. This is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down in the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
Think sports. Think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.